Thank you, choir. Vicki, that's one of my favorite hymns. I almost jumped up there and sang with you. And you're welcome that I did not, so there you go. Just want to take the opportunity to welcome you again to worship this morning. Thank you for being here to worship the Lord together with everyone. Please take a moment and sign the black attendance pads at the end of each pew. And if you would desire a call from the pastoral staff or have any need like that, please indicate it there and we'll make sure someone gets in touch with you. So if the ushers would come forward now, let's go to the Lord with our tithes and offerings. All right, let's go to the Lord one more time in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for entrusting us with so much, Lord. We know everything we have belongs to you. Thank you for the privilege of being able to give back a portion of it, Lord. Lord, I just pray that these gifts are used to further your message and to help those in need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Hannah. Good praises to God. We're so thankful for the veterans who served in the military, served the country, served the Lord, served you and I when we were in need of safety. They were the ones willing to serve and willing to go. And we praise God for their good work. And in the Bible, Jesus had a high view of soldiers. Okay, God's word said through 2 Timothy, like a good soldier, keep following the Lord. And soldiers came to Jesus, said, or John the Baptist said, what should we do? And he said, oh, be content. And, you know, he was saying, you don't have to stop being a soldier, just get your heart right with the Lord. And so, good news for soldiers. If you were a in the military, as a veteran, would like for you to stand, and then we'll clap for you, and then you keep standing, and we'll stand with you as we sing America, the two verses of that good song. So if you served in the military, please stand so we can thank the Lord for you and what you have done. Okay, let's stand with them, please. Thank you all. Someday we should get a picture of those who served in the military and, you know, just have it somewhere in the church.
Amen.
Pretty handsome bunch, I'm telling you. So that, we're thankful for them. When we pray, we're going to dedicate the good gifts that you folks gave so that children could hear about the Lord. And there's a gospel message that's going to be in those boxes and wherever they're sent, and then all the goodies that are inside. But in addition to that, if you remember, every child who gets a box is invited to a six-week discipleship time, learning about the Lord with some really good teachers who love children and will pass on good news. So it's a great ministry, and you all made it happen, and Renee Himmler single-handedly passed on this good news so that we have the opportunity to do it. So, you know, if you see Renee afterwards, give her a high five and thank her very much. Are you guys where are you guys going to drop these off this year?
Probably in Delmont.
Delmont, okay. And last year, was it last year or the year before some of you guys went to North Carolina?
Last